Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How about Kevin Colbert not ruling out quarterback, Joe? That seems to be the other big item of the day. Maybe definitely the more pressing or interesting item is that Kevin Colbert not taking quarterback off the board out of hand, which is something he has done previously leading up to the draft.
Has he done that before?
Eric's
I don't think he did it last year,
that
right?
That he in previous seasons has often taken, said, we're not looking.
I do remember
in
that
regard.
Yes. So odds that he'll take one.
Still extremely low.
5%?
Probably.
0%
It's never 0% with them because there's all, because if Josh Allen drops to them, do you think they're passing on him? Bottom line, no.
I don't know. That's the other question.
If they thought they could draft Big Ben version 2.0, I suspect they'd say, thank you.
Maybe. Would they take one? Would they take Lamar Jackson if he drops to them?
Forget about names. Isn't it just if it's the guy on their board who's the best rated guy on their board, don't you think they'd take him? Especially if it was the quarterback that was rated number one among their crop.
No, not necessarily.
You don't think they would? If they thought their 15-year guy was there, you don't think they'd take him?
The response to that is, do they think Lamar Jackson or Mason Rudolph is their 15-year guy? Because those are the guys that'll be available.
I think Lamar Jackson won't even be. I think it's Mason Rudolph, which then I would say no, he's not a 15-year guy. I don't think he's a 5-year guy in the NFL.
I've sort of just soured on that whole idea. Not only that I wouldn't do it, but I don't think they. I think there's zero chance that they're going to do that.
So why not just dismiss it out of hand this year? Like
I don't know.
If he's done that in years prior to this, why not just
Why tell the world, whether you're telling the truth or not, that you're not going to take a quarterback? Why not be a threat to take one going in there? What if they trade up with the idea? I don't know. What good does it do? It's like Dave Hackstall yesterday, people asking about his lineup, and he just came out finally and said, you know what? It does us no good to talk about our lineup before the game, so we're not going to tell you.
Then I guess why do it the previous seasons if it does
I don't know.
No good?
Maybe
he
changed his mind.
There's clearly some sort of difference here based on how he's looking at it. If he says it, if he doesn't come out and explicitly say that's off the table,
I know.
Like he did previously.
And they have shown attention to various quarterbacks here leading up to the draft. They have done that. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I think there's like a 1% chance that that could happen. What would you put it at? And I don't think it should happen.
Like 5. Like 1% means like you'd be baffled beyond belief. 5% means it's at least creeping into the back of my mind as a high unlikelihood, but one of those things that if a certain guy kept dropping, you'd start to think more and more that it was possible.
Yeah. On the other hand, I mean, Peter King has them taking a cornerback from Louisville, and is there a huge difference between that pick as a corner and a pick, 25 picks later? I don't know. And then you're right. If they have that kind of grade on Lamar Jackson, why not just take the quarterback?
That would be the single most interesting thing that could happen in the first round.
Be unbelievably.
If they just said, we're taking Lamar Jackson, we love him as a quarterback, and we think he could help us before then as some sort of a multi-purpose threat while he's on the ropes.
And you'd have to get him to
agree to that
for sure.
I mean,
it'd be unbelievably boring if they took a corner.
I mean, I still think they're going to take a safety, probably, more than anything
I think else. A linebacker still.
Even if none of the big three inside guys are available?
Maybe they'll trade up and get one. If they could trade up and get one guy, it'd be Roquan Smith, right?
Percentage chance they trade up, period, in your mind?
20. They've done that before. Maybe 15. If they identify a guy, whether it's Evans, maybe somebody else higher that we're not even thinking of. It's not like everybody was expecting them to go up and get Santonio Holmes or go up and get Troy Polamalu. I mean, people seem to sometimes convey this idea that they know what the Steelers are thinking. I don't think many, if any, people do. They seem to surprise people a fair amount of the time.
I mean, I would hope Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin know what the Steelers are doing, but beyond that, yes.
Well, if you listen to the Jarvis Jones tape we just played, maybe not.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.